Chapter 13. The Submarine. There was no reason to continue the expedition without Dr. Blake, and everybody wanted to go home. But first, they decided to bring up the rest of the treasure, which was still on the Santa Cruz. "Roger and I are going down to the ship now," said Hal. "We'll see how much treasure we can bring up to the lively lady."
"You must work quickly," said Captain Ike, looking at the clouds in the sky. "It'll be dark soon, and a big storm is coming."
Skink was uncomfortable.
"I'm going to look for the treasure again on Para Island," he said.
The other men looked at him with hate. Skink got into the water and swam to the island. Everybody was happy to see him go. It was dark when Hal and Roger arrived at the Santa Cruz. They moved the treasure, mostly dishes, from the boxes of treasure to the floor of the ship. Suddenly, two big men attacked them from behind. Hal and Roger tried to escape, but the men were too strong for them. They were hostile and aggressive. The men pulled the brothers from the ship into the sea. A small black submarine was waiting near the Santa Cruz. Hal suddenly understood that the submarine was the round black thing he saw before. The men opened a special door and pushed the brothers inside the submarine. Hal saw some of the treasure in the corner of the submarine. Then the boys heard the engine start, and the submarine started moving in the water. Sometime later, it moved up to the surface. The boys were frightened and confused. Who were these men? Where were they taking them? Then one of the men opened a round door in the top of the submarine and said,
"Get out! Swim to the land!"
Hal and Roger got out of the submarine. It was very dark outside, but they could see Para Island, and they started swimming towards it. They didn't have another option. The men swam behind them. After 10 minutes, they reached the island. A man was waiting for them in the darkness. When they came nearer, they saw it was Skink. He had a gun in his hand, and he was laughing.
"Welcome to Para Island again," he said sarcastically. "I hope to make you very uncomfortable."
Skink and the two men pushed Hal and Roger through the vegetation. Finally, they came to a small tent. Skink put his gun in Hal's back.
"Move," he said. "Get in the tent and don't try to be a hero."
Skink and the others pushed the boys inside and tied their hands and feet. There was more treasure in the tent.
"So that's how they did it," thought Hal. "They brought the treasure from the Santa Cruz to this island by submarine. And they're keeping the treasure here until somebody collects it."
"You're a terrible person, Skink, and you'll pay for it," said Hal. "Captain Ike will call the police on his radio when we don't return to the boat. He'll know you're responsible for this. The police will come to Para Island immediately."
"Shut up, Hal," said Skink. "You won't leave this island alive."
He didn't finish his sentence because there was a loud noise from outside. A strong wind was blowing through the trees and branches were breaking all around them.
"The storm," thought Hal. "Captain Ike said a storm was coming. But this isn't an ordinary storm. It sounds like a typhoon."